Hi there, listeners. It's Farnoosh, and I just want to say I'm really honored that you've chosen to subscribe to So Money. I know there are a lot of podcasts out there. The fact that you're here is not lost on me. Now, if you're enjoying these episodes and you're benefiting from the advice and you want more, I've actually created something really special for us. It's called the So Money Members Club. It's an online platform where you can connect more closely with me and engage with fellow So Money fans who want to become more empowered in their financial lives. The website is SoMoneyMembers.com. And when you go there, you'll learn all the benefits, including exclusive monthly finance workshops, private group calls with me. You get your questions answered in our member community. I'm often in there weighing in, and you get instant access to all of our workshop recordings. We have a robust library that's growing. So far, we've had workshops on investing in real estate, kids and money, and how to earn more in 2024. And most of all, it's fun, positive, encouraging, all the things personal finance should be. Go to SoMoneyMembers.com, and I hope you'll join us. I'm limiting enrollment, and doors will close soon. Check out SoMoneyMembers.com. Did you know that I'm a podcast host and also a mind reader? Because I know that you want to grow your portfolio, to deal with the rising costs of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage. You want to attack pretty much anything standing in the way of you and your financial freedom, right? Well, here's one solution: more knowledge. This podcast helps, I hope. And you can use Yahoo Finance, where you can get access to the news, data, and tools that you need to help reach your definition of financial freedom. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. They're the number one finance destination, and I know because I worked there for many years, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, customizable charts, so much more. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money, episode 1036, Katie Storino, entrepreneur, social media influencer, and host of the Boob Sweat podcast.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
You know, truly, it really sucks. I'm paying two rents. I'm lucky that I can do that. I've lost a lot of, this is a great time to talk about this on a money podcast. I've lost a lot of projected income already for the year. Like, so my finances have definitely been affected.
As the founder of her own self-care line and a major social media influencer, Katie Storino found her business majorly impacted by the health crisis and all the shelter-at-home orders, but she's navigating it just like all other entrepreneurs. How is she doing it? What are her plans for next steps? Katie is also the founder and host of the Boob Sweat podcast. I was on her podcast earlier this year. It's a weekly show that tackles the taboo topics from dating to Botox to divorce and, of course, money. I discovered that our money episode was the second highest episode to date on her podcast. A lot of us want to talk about money, and thus here you are. Katie's here to talk not just about the impact that COVID-19 has had on her business, but also the lessons and experiences, financial ones, that she has had through launching multiple businesses, getting married and then divorced and then married again. being the female breadwinner in her relationships, and why the current climate, why the current pandemic has actually made her relationship with money better and closer. Here's Katie Storino. Katie Storino, welcome to So Money, my friend. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I'm coming to you live from the great state of Maine.
Is that where you ran off to pre-quarantine?
Yes, pre-quarantine. So what was it, March 4th, which seems like an insane date. It was so long ago. We left for Maine for an Airbnb, and we've been here ever since.
What made you choose Maine? Do you have any connection to Maine?
I have like a deep fantasy that I would like really thrive in Maine. And I, you know, truly, it really sucks. I'm paying two rents. I'm lucky that I can do that. I've lost a lot of, this is a great time to talk about this on a money podcast. I've lost a lot of projected income already for the year. Like, so my finances have definitely been affected. But I am just someone who, I'm just too anxious to stay. So we left with all those consequences. We left, and I don't know. We're out here, and I'm pretending that I'm like a lobster person. And
well, you run so many different types of businesses. Obviously, you've got your beauty line, and then you have your online influencer business.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious, what's been impacted most? Obviously, people can't go out and buy as much as they were before. So perhaps, you know, your beauty products are seeing a decline. But how about the influencer model stuff? I mean, I guess it could be win-lose depending on what your niche is.
Well, the biggest hit that Mega Babe, my personal care products line, is taking is that Ulta and Target retail stores, like not so much Target, but Ulta's are all closed, and Target, you know, people aren't really shopping in the store other than for essentials. So that has really impacted the business. And then for my influencer business, brands immediately, obviously the first thing to go is they cut marketing budgets. So programs that we had been working on for months and, brand deals that were in the works, like everything just got stopped.
And so what's been your reaction to that? Are you just taking this time to sort of reflect next steps? Where did you have savings? Obviously you do, because you're paying two rents,
right?
But in your mind, like what are the next 9 months, 10 months look like for you and your business?
Well, I went through about a week of just sheer panic, fear, sadness. I was very, I don't know. It's really hard when you're, listen, I'm the type of person who is very, I'm very tied to my productivity, and I'm very, I'm into like a go, go, go. I run two businesses. I'd run three if someone would let me. And, I just am, I'm that type of person. So this is all with the big blanket. I understand that we have bigger problems right now, and that people are losing lives and family members and friends. So I understand that all of these problems are pretty small in comparison to what's going on right now. But for my own personal life, it's been really scary. So I've definitely started, other than the two rents, I've started to curb the way that I'm spending money and start to think about like my own plans financially and what the next year looks like. And maybe we had plans to, well, obviously vacations are gone. No one's traveling right now. And we've been thinking about buying a house, and I don't know if that will happen. And it's everything from looking at how much my groceries cost, where I probably wasn't looking before, and starting to really be a little bit more conscious about where money is going.
So that's a good thing, because last time we connected, it was earlier this year. And, you know, while you're really good at making money, you admitted to me that like, that's your strength, and perhaps, you know, managing your money is come second.
True.
And I think for a lot of people, they would say that right now there's a lot of forced savings. Like you can't go out and spend the way that you were. And it's kind of cool to see your credit card statement down 70%, yeah. You know, and that might be the fear that's lifted. So then you go and look.
Yeah.
Finally, like how you're spending.
It's true. I will say my credit card is the lowest it's been in, I don't know, 5 years.
Yeah.
That being said, I still am spending money. I'm still, but it's a different, it's intentional spending. Like I overnighted a Jenny's ice cream order to us. But that for me was more about supporting Jenny's and getting great ice cream than like, I don't know, that felt like a good spend because I was helping a business.
Right.
And so that's kind of where, when I'm shopping, other than the three pairs of Crocs that I ordered from Zappos, other than that, I'm being pretty intentional with my money.
Right. Yeah. We're intentional with spending. We're still in Brooklyn, so we're supporting the local restaurants, you know, but also learning how to cook more. Did you know that if you boil water, you can make a lot of things like hard boiled eggs, you can make pasta. Yes. I didn't know this.
I know. I, you know what? I still don't know because my husband is doing the cooking, but I do know that you can load the dishwasher and, you can do it like 3 times a day. Are you enjoying cooking?
I do, accept that I always feel like I'm doing it under duress, mm-hmm. because I have 2 children under the age of 6 that are constantly hungry.
Whoa. Okay.
So like I find myself meal prepping for dinner at like 11 o'clock in the morning because I can't like expect that I can go in the kitchen for 30 minutes uninterrupted.
Yeah.
So I try to do it in stages. So I'll like cut the vegetables in the morning, saute the meat whenever I can, and then like reheat everything at 5 o'clock because that's just, you know, where we are in our life right now. But honestly, looking forward
to the way that you're supposed to be doing it. Like that's the way that they recommend you doing it, as like a, if you're someone who has to meal prep and work all at the same time.
And manage the kids and yes. everything. Yes. Yeah. It's a tsunami right now in my household. And we're just holding on for dear life. So, you know, let's pretend we're not in the predicament that we are. Let's talk about all of the amazing work that you have accomplished. You wear many professional hats, Katie. We've talked about some of these areas already, whether that's Mega Babe, your self-care line that you came up with the idea and you just ran with it. I think, you know, your background in PR is definitely, would you say, like your what's driving a lot of your success, knowing how to market, knowing what people want, being really in tune to customer interest and what drives consumer spending. So you're the entrepreneur, but you're also this social media influencer. You're a body positivity advocate, animal activist. Is there a role that you, if you could have to pick one, like that's the one thing you want to do all the time?
Mm. I would say it's tough. And I think that that's why I have so many careers, because there are so many different things that I like to do and they don't all roll into one. So I love product development with Mega Babe. And the thing that I really love the most is connecting with people and getting the products in their hands and, you know, having their lives changed in some cases when it comes to like thigh rescue, because they don't experience thigh chafe anymore, or just like, they really love our Latouche butt mask and they love the way it makes their skin feel. So that's like that's a great, exciting thing for me. So I think making a difference in women's lives is something that I really enjoy. And I think that's probably the part of being a quote unquote influencer that I also enjoy the most, is chatting with women in the DMs and comments about their own body journeys. And if I can help them in any way, I think that that's the thing that really drives me.
Yeah. You were quoted in the New York Times recently addressing that women come in all shapes and sizes, yet where we are in terms of the inspiration on Instagram versus what's actually available in the marketplace. Like we all talk the talk, right? Mm-hmm. Body positivity. But when you actually want to go and buy a cute pair of jeans that are in your size, it's like a dearth of options. And so talk to that a little bit. Why is there such a gap? Why aren't people, you're in marketing and PR, like doesn't that seem like an obvious opportunity for so many fashion and retailers?
Sure does. But I think what you have to realize is that the core of their understanding of that market is that it's still niche, and it's something that they're doing almost as like a marketing play or for positive PR, they're not necessarily thinking about that customer, her experience, or her access to the clothes that they're making. So a brand can be like, we expanded sizes, like we did it, yay. And they put them online, but they don't actually think about how this woman who's never been able to shop their brand before is going to get to those clothes, try them on. Does she really trust you? Are you even going to be doing this next season? So there's a lot of factors that brands don't consider, because I don't think that they, many of them are just doing it for the wrong reason and not actually to, and it's a business. You have to sell the clothes. I understand. But, I just think it's, they don't see the whole program all the way through.
When I think of your career, I don't see any period of time where you worked for someone. I feel like you've always been your own boss, but was there a time when you had a boss, and what did you learn from that experience?
Yeah, I did have a boss. It was very early on, before I started my own PR company. I had a few bosses. What did I learn? I learned that, there's really no excuse or no reason to be mean. There's people make mistakes, and how you deal with them is everything. How you deal with telling them about it, and it sucks. You know, I've had lots and lots of people working under me, and I feel pretty safe in that you could go to any of those people, the dozen or so girls that have worked with me over the years, and say, "How was she as a boss?" And I could probably tell you exactly what they would say. I'm kind of all over the place, but I care about your career. I care about learning, and like, I'm very into teachable moments. So if I see something, I guess I'm telling you about how I am as a boss, because I guess the bosses that I had were not like this. And that's the example that I saw. Didn't see examples that I really liked, only saw examples that I didn't like, like belittling for no reason, freaking out about hangers. I mean, the things that, yes, small things make a difference, but there's ways to communicate with people that are just not, I don't know. It's never necessary to be mean. And that's what I found in the fashion industry, is that most bosses were very mean.
And almost own their meanness with a sense of like, dignity and pride.
Love
and like
that people are scared of them.
They love being known as that. Maybe I just watch too much Devil Wears Prada.
It's the thing that separates them from, I don't know. It makes them feel elite or special, that they can go make someone cry.
Oh dear. Speaking of things that make us cry, let's talk about money again for a minute. You were recently quoted, you're all over the press, by the way. I guess that's a nod to your...
No, being a former publicist, the value of media to me is, it's endless. Mm-hmm. I view the media, even though they can be foes, I view the media as friends. If you make something, if you have a message, if you have something that you want to get out there and you don't have eyeballs, if you don't have the press talking about it, if you don't have buzz, then it doesn't go anywhere. So I've always, listen, someone wants to interview me, I say yes, because that's how you get your message out.
I 100% agree. So now you were saying I think it might've been createandcultivate.com.
Oh,
you were
sure.
Interviewed about money, and you said that money is power and freedom, mm-hmm. and that you see, unfortunately, many women at the mercy of their partner financially. And so I wonder if this is something that you were speaking to from personal experience. I know now you're remarried. I believe you're the breadwinner in your marriage, but was it always the case?
That was always the case for me. It's not my experience. It's truly watching friends and friends of friends have to navigate their lives around someone else's rule or someone else's say. And I understand that in marriage, finances are a partnership, and you obviously have to consider someone else when you're doing things, but hiding shopping, I don't know. That for me always felt so bad for personally, for me, like I don't want to convince someone that we can take a nice vacation. And I've never wanted to, you know, if I want something fancy from a store and I'm able to buy it and it's makes sense for me, then I want to buy it without ever having to be like, I'm sorry, like, oh, that kind of thing.
It's, yeah, I get it.
It is freedom.
But, you know, being the breadwinner in your marriage, and I'm that person in my marriage, I find that it comes with, in some cases, it comes with challenges, but also immense benefits. So
totally.
I think you did identify a benefit already in that you kind of can lead your life without any excuses and feeling bad about your decisions around money. But what would you say is a complexity that requires work when you're the female breadwinner?
Well, I think, well, there are complexities. So what I think is interesting that doesn't get talked about a lot, so I'm glad you asked about this, is so my husband's in law school, which means right now he's, you know, in a financially negative place, but then afterwards he'll have some loans to pay off, but he'll also have a job. And then he'll make a pretty good salary, right? Or a decent salary or a salary. And that puts him back in like the financial, more financial, even footing, I guess I'm trying to say. And right now he handles a lot of the like kitchen stuff and the cleaning and stuff. We have a housekeeper back in New York, but just regularly he is responsible for a lot of the household stuff. So what I find interesting about it is that that's kind of just what women do in general, right? Like women are always put in, I'm really stereotyping here, but what I see is that women work, they make money, and then they're just the household responsibilities kind of fall into their lap. And what we do is it's kind of reversed. And then I guess I find myself being trying to be the best, this is going to sound weird, but trying to be like the best husband I can be in a typical husband-wife role. Tell me if I've gone too far away from what
you're saying. I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm hanging in there with you.
Okay. Because what I'm trying to do is what I see from men who are in typical breadwinner roles and they have a wife who's kind of doing it all. They're not appreciative. They're not supportive. They don't notice when work is being done and they don't thank them. It's just kind of like dinner shows up at the table, the dishes disappear, somehow the laundry's in the drawer, and no one asks questions. And so what I guess I come at it from the perspective of, I understand that he may be taking on more of the domestic responsibilities right now, but I try to be supportive, not just financially, but emotionally, or I just try to be, to show him gratitude and that like, I see what he's doing.
For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code podcast15. Did you know that I'm a podcast host and also a mind reader? Because I know that you want to grow your portfolio, to deal with the rising costs of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage. You want to attack pretty much anything standing in the way of you and your financial freedom, right? Well, here's one solution: more knowledge. This podcast helps, I hope. And you can use Yahoo Finance, where you can get access to the news, data, and tools that you need to help reach your definition of financial freedom. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. They're the number one finance destination, and I know because I worked there for many years, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, customizable charts, so much more. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first, and they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today. The weather's getting warmer as I record. It's a nice 73 degrees on the East Coast. So finally, time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and, fingers crossed, hello to shorts and tees. And I need to update my wardrobe for the long haul. And, you know, I don't want to spend a fortune. So luckily, I found Quince. I'm honest. I've got a lineup of timeless pieces from Quince that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. I'm talking premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and tons more. Best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I have t-shirts from Quince, pajamas from Quince. My very chic and fashionable sister-in-law, Hannah, her whole closet is Quince. And people often stop us and ask, where did you get this? Don't tell me the price. And then when I do, they're shopping on quince.com. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/somoney for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/somoney to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/somoney.
Yes, I completely respect that. I think it's important. I think you're right. Often we forget to recognize someone in the, if the person in the relationship is making less or nothing at the moment, they're still contributing. They're still being right. A provider, yes. Even though it's has nothing to do with money. And I think sometimes in our culture, we associate providing exclusively with financial providing. And if you're not doing that, then it's not as valuable.
It's not as valuable. And there's no appreciation shown for it. It's just, and I think that's what causes a divide in so many marriages too, because you just kind of start to resent that person because you're like, oh, I guess you just think this all operates. But financial provider is like, well, that's what I do. I pay the bills. That's my job. So it's interesting.
What did your divorce teach you, if anything, about money or about how you wanted a different relationship with money in your next partnership?
My divorce taught me that, unfortunately, it taught me that you have to get a prenup. And I mean, for me, it taught me it's the smart thing to do. It's like you thinking for yourself in case, it's like getting insurance basically. And I don't ever want my marriage to end. I love my husband and I don't believe that it will end, but I think that, it's just this, it's insurance, for yourself. And I think that also, I don't know, I'll just speak to my own experience. And I would say financially, we are not combining finances at the moment. Maybe we will in the future, but I don't know if we will.
What was the reasoning behind that? I completely get it. Even in our own marriage, we have most things separate.
Yeah.
We have a shared credit card. We have a shared bank account, but that's not where the bank account is not where we're pulling all of our, it's just more symbolic.
Right. Yeah.
Point.
I think because because no matter how much you love someone or you trust someone or you think you know someone, if things turn bad ever. There's no bigger, well, there's plenty of gut punch opportunities, but one of the biggest gut punches can be when that person takes your money, right? So to be in control of your own finances is something that I think is really important.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the supersize the look hashtag on your Instagram feed. I love this content series. This is where you dress up in similar clothing and you pose as a celebrity who's wearing that outfit to show what it looks like, like sort of the mirror image, like what it looks like to not be a size zero. What inspired the first post?
Supersize the look is something that I started mostly because I kept hearing, well, there are two reasons I started it. I kept hearing from women that they loved certain people's style, but they could never pull it off themselves. And also as a blogger, you have to come up with outfits like all the time. So I found that I was looking to celebrities for inspiration for outfits. And I was like, let's just combine those two concepts and just show women that they can wear celebrity style. They can wear the outfits that inspire them. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what size you are.
And it's gone, like, everybody obviously loves celebrity content, but when you make it really real like this, it's no wonder it's become so popular. If you're looking to transition to the internet more now because of just what's happening in the world and realizing, like, even when this shelter in place orders get lifted, like, there's going to be a slow reboot.
Yeah.
What's your recommendation for business owners who want to create more engagement on the internet for the purposes of driving more sales to their product or service? Mm.
You mean on social media or
through social media? Yeah, I think that's the most accessible resource for a lot of us. Like, obviously we can start doing advertisements and things like that. But in terms of just getting more brand presence and connection and authenticity online, you know, you've been able to build these content series that have gone viral. What's the recipe there?
I think that if you're a brand, and this is where I personally think that brands who have a soul and a story may have an opportunity to pull ahead of brands who are kind of born in like a opportunity, think tank situation. Because if you have a story to tell, now more than ever, people are going to be watching where they spend their dollars, and they're going to want to spend money with people who they care about, whose story they understand, who are doing something with purpose. And, I think I listened to something. Oh, this is terrible. I shouldn't be quoting this because I have no idea where it's from. But I think the CEO of BlackRock sends out like an investment thing every year around the first of the year. And one of the things he said was that investments are going to be much more about, like, you have to have cause and you have to have care. And that's where businesses are going to be going in the future, or like they have to have purpose, which I was totally into. Where was I going with that? What I'm saying is tell your story. If you're a founder, get on the internet, get on, like, even though you're shy, like, people need to understand where you're coming from, and they need to understand your why. So I feel like for social media, get out there. I also feel like because influencers are being hit right now, I think people are probably more flexible with pricing and wanting to help brands who are smaller. And I think you should do influencer marketing. I think now is not a time to pull back.
And on the same token, Facebook ads, I know, are running at a discount right now. Advertising in general is probably... You could get a deal in some way.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, influencers or ads on the internet, ads on websites, places like that. Yeah, for sure. Are you taking advantage of any of that yourself?
Actually, Pop Sugar approached us, and they are running a whole banner ad campaign for us right now for free, because they were like, listen, like, you know, people aren't buying ads right now. We might as well use it to support small businesses. So it's pretty cool. They're just doing Pop Sugar is doing like a full banner ad campaign for us. It's awesome.
That's great. I wonder if others are too. You know, the thing is, they reached out to you, but I find that oftentimes like this, it's about you reaching out for the help.
Yeah, that's totally true.
So,
and knowing what you need.
Round up all your favorite websites.
I know. I think it's knowing what you need. And quite honestly, sometimes like I don't know what we need and I don't know what would help move the needle. So it's like we signed up for affiliate marketing because I know that some bigger retailers are pulling back on their affiliate strategy. So hopefully when an article gets written about our hand sanitizer or something, they'll link to our website versus another website because we're offering affiliates now. So it's like little stuff like that. We're trying to figure out how to keep people flowing to our site. Mm-hmm.
Have you had to adjust any of your operations in terms of like employees, production? Are you increasing your hand sanitization business or like decreasing the deodorant because no one's like going to the gym? Like, I don't know what's been moving and shaking.
You know, in terms of our staff is just like, it's us, our four core people. And then we have three part-time people. So everyone is still employed, which is good. And we've ramped up hand sanitizer for sure. I think we've been in kind of this hand sanitizer mindset for about 2 months now. And we need to start thinking about past a COVID world so that we can keep our business going. But the hand sanitizer has been crazy. They raise the price of raw materials. There's like gouging on that end, but we've kept our price the same. We limit the quantities that people can buy so they don't bulk buy it. And we've been trying to get it into the hands of people who need it, who don't have access to it. So we've been sending it out to hospitals for free. And anyone who basically writes to us and says, "Hey, I don't have it. I can't get it." We'll send it to you.
That's awesome. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. Katie, you've been so much fun. Let's do some rapid fire fill in the blanks.
Okay.
This is when I just start a sentence and then you finish it. So here we go. If I won the lottery tomorrow, I bet a lot of people are going to play the lottery this month. Record breaking month. The first thing I would do is
I'd buy an island house.
An island house. And a house?
An island house. I don't know which kind of lottery I'm winning, but assuming it's a big lottery, I would buy a house on an island.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you watch Schitt's Creek?
Yes.
Yeah. So what season are you on?
I don't think I watched the latest season, season five.
Okay. Well, I'm on season five, but do you know the scene where Ted is trying to convince.
No, I haven't seen this season.
Okay, the Galapagos. Okay, no. Okay, so I'm not going to. It's not really a spoiler, but anyway, moving on. Digression. Okay, if one thing I spend on that makes my life easier or better, you might not be spending on it right now, but in the past, what is that?
Housekeeper.
Yes.
Yeah.
One thing I splurge on. Who I'm paying,
by the way.
And what was that?
I am paying her still.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just it's all shitty for finances, but it's just the right thing to do.
It is. Yeah. It's so important if you can do it. One thing I splurge on unapologetically is
skincare. Yeah.
You have great skin. What are some of your favorite products?
I use Augustinus Bader, the rich cream. I get my Botox from Dr. Weiser in New York, and I get facials like every 3 to 4 weeks from Sia's Beauty in Soho.
It's a cost of business. Tax write-off. When you're the face of the brand, right. I mean, right?
Come on.
All right. I know you're a big advocate for so many charities. So this one's might be a hard one to answer, but when I donate, I like to give to blank because?
Well, I work with a lot of animal charities. So I give to Humane Society, I give to Animal Haven, and I work with an organization called Wellbeings Rescue or Wellbeings, which incorporates like animals, the earth, people, everything together. And I think that it's because I see the difference that those organizations make directly. Big into dog rescue, big into animal stuff.
Did you know that in New York State, my husband read off this stat to me the other day. He said that since the shelter in place mm-hmm. came about that every dog has been adopted?
So this is something that I got in trouble for reporting, because that that is not really true. It's true for like a lot of places are out of small dogs, but a lot of the big boys, they're still there. Aww. Yeah. But I know I posted about that and I was like, some good news. Like, there's never any good news for animal stuff. Like,
I thought great. That was too good to be true. And also like hard to track. Like, how do you actually know there's not a single dog left to donate, to adopt?
I know.
That would be.
Cause it's not true. But, cause animal control, they were like, please stop posting this. Like, we have we have a whole room full of dogs. Because you know, a lot of it's like, it's the pit bull breeds and the bigger guys that are harder to home.
All right. Last two. One thing I wish I had learned about money growing up is?
You know, I think I come from an extremely conservative background. And I think, and I don't even know if this is true, but I feel like, I think that like more investments, like different types of investments. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't know. I think that making riskier investments is not a bad thing if you can do it.
Calculated risks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of fear with the word risk in general. And so we just kind of, or, you know, investing necessarily equals a risk that you can't afford. But right. Yeah, I think that's true. I think when we're younger, we kind of just learn saving and budgeting and spend, you know,
then
if
what
we're
do
lucky.
You do with it?
The investing is sort of like the next level up. And sometimes the conversations just stop short.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Last but not least, I'm Katie Storino. I'm so money because.
I don't know. You really got me.
Yes.
I don't even know if I am money. I feel like I'm money.
It's an attitude.
It's the
attitude.
Because guess what? I'm wearing Crocs right now and I'm taking myself very seriously in them. So
that's a pretty good portrait of the modern day quarantine.
Yeah,
so money.
I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're wearing Crocs and you're still taking life seriously, then, I think you're doing okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're well. I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're holding down the fort in Maine and that you're keeping the lights on and you're thinking about next steps and you're taking care of yourself first and foremost. Thank you for making the time for us.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to come back on Boob Sweat
Please.
And talk about money. I know that's something your listeners really care about.
I think we actually are going to have you on if you'll come with us.
I will do it. We'll do it.
Okay.
Katie, have a great, great rest of your week and talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much to my friend Katie for joining us. Check her out on Instagram at Katie Storino. Her website is katiestorino.com. Check out Mega Babe. It's her innovative beauty brand that offers non-toxic, solution-oriented products. And if you missed any of this, head over to somoneypodcast.com where you can grab the episode and the transcript. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope your day is so money. For the longest time, I dreaded buying bras. It was like shopping for jeans. Impossible. You want a bra that's sexy? You want a bra that's comfortable? You can't have both. Well, now you can, thanks to Third Love. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, the ick, the ugh, out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem or brablem. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school. Get smoothing, you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made with premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code PODCAST15. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.